Good morning. Russia, Ukraine in the spotlight again. And will there be 7 rate hikes this year? Crude oil falling after hitting its highest level since 2014. Inflation watch, what to make of today's producer price index report? Big moves from Splunk and Moderna. Here's what happened and much, much more. Today is Tuesday, February 15th, and if this is your first time, my name is Mark Hodge and I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading. On a typical morning, Marcus and I, we look at more than, well, mountains of news, websites, newsletters, and reports. And with 47 years of trading experience combined and watchful eyes, we take the most important news and go live right here in the morning to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. And if this is your first time, I know it can be a little overwhelming what to focus on, what to do. Don't worry, we have a special video just for you that we will link in the description, and it's a great place to get started. So let's go ahead and take a look at what the markets did yesterday. Let me go ahead and we're just gonna dive right into the charts here. And here we see the S&P 500. The S&P 500, as far as the ranges that we've had over the last couple of days, not a whole lot of movement. But if we go to a 5-minute chart, we see that after a choppy morning, there was a pretty decent slide in early afternoon trading and then a little bit of a pullback. So the S&P 500 finished down 0.4%. This was the third straight losing day for the S&P 500. The Dow down 0.5%, leading the major indices lower, so down 0.5%. The NASDAQ actually flat here. Let's go ahead and let's look at a 5-minute chart. And here we see that the NASDAQ just kind of chopping around after this midday slide, getting back to break even and finishing the day absolutely flat. So what was moving the markets and what are traders focusing on today? Now, one of the biggest items right now is Ukraine-Russia tensions. And yesterday, there was a bit of a different story here. So the U.S. Secretary of State ordered closing the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv, which is in the capital. And the goal was to move the U.S. Embassy to Western Ukraine and what was noted was dramatic acceleration in the buildup of Russian forces on the border. So that was a concern. And then in a statement that caught the media off guard, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Wednesday would be the day of the attack. Now, Ukrainian officials later said that he was not predicting an attack on that day, but really just, you know, showing skepticism with foreign media reports and making a bit of a joke of it. And when other people heard Wednesday was the day, it did scare the markets a little bit. And that caused some of that drop that you saw there midday in the U.S. indices. Now, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Monday, he did appear to suggest that Moscow could continue talks with EU and NATO officials over Ukraine. And then this morning, futures are higher after it appears as though Russia is pulling back some troops from the Ukraine border. A Russian defense ministry spokesman said that some troops posted on the border have completed their drills and have already begun loading onto rail and road transport and will begin moving to their military garrisons today. So it does look like some of the tension that we had over the last couple of days has been alleviated. We'll take a closer look at futures in a little later on here, but they are pointing to a higher start. Now, another key item of focus for investors and traders is the Fed. And Marcus talked about it yesterday. We do have the Fed meeting minutes being released on Wednesday, so tomorrow afternoon. That is something that traders are going to keep an eye on, although the Fed meetings are always going to be the most significant. But the meetings share some light on what Fed officials were discussing in their last meeting. We also have some Fed members who are actually making speeches, and Fed member, St. Louis Fed President James Bullard, said that the Fed needs to be aggressive in fighting inflation, and he hopes to see a 100 basis increase by July while he was speaking on CNBC yesterday. So during an interview on CNBC yesterday, he did share his opinions on what the Fed needs to do. Quote, "I do think we need to front load more of our planned removal of accommodation than we would have previously." He also added, "However, I do think we can do it in a way that's organized and not disruptive to the markets." So there's now this talk of maybe a 7 rate hike chance this year, and that markets are pricing it in with a 55% chance of that. We also now see that with the Fed funds futures data that traders are expecting a 0.5 increase at their March meeting. This is up to 61.8%. So it now looks like traders are really counting on a 0.5 increase in March. We'll see if that's the case. Now, one thing to add, Bullard did say that a Ukraine invasion is not a big concern for the U.S. economy. So it looks like the concerns there at least are temporarily alleviated, and futures markets are responding. Now, the third thing the traders are focusing on right now, earnings, right? It is the final stretch for earnings. More than 70% of the S&P 500 companies have posted their latest quarterly results, with 77% of those names beating analyst expectations. This is according to FactSet. And earnings for these companies have grown by about 30% on a year-over-year basis. So we have Ukraine-Russia tensions, we have the Fed, we also have earnings, and right now traders are trying to digest all of it. Now some markets that are moving right now, let's take a look at crude oil, because crude oil did make a high not seen since 2014, approaching the $96 level yesterday, pulling back a little bit, down 3.3%. as we head into the open on the Ukraine-Russian news. So crude oil rallying on the tensions mounting up and pulling back a little bit today. Gold was another one making a move higher yesterday. And so gold hit highs not seen since November of last year. A little bit higher today, and then pulling back now down 0.75%. So yesterday, leaders, a few big movers. Let's look at SPLK. SPLK up 9% yesterday, pre-market tacking on another 1.2%. And this had to do with the Wall Street Journal reporting that Cisco made a $20 billion bid for the cloud computing company. So getting a little more of a move higher here pre-market. We also saw that some of the vaccine makers took a hit yesterday. It could be that with the COVID cases really falling in the Omicron variant, cases dropping. Marcus showed a chart yesterday. Moderna down 11.7%. This kind of carried over into some of the other makers like Pfizer. Pfizer down 1.9%. And if we look at J&J, down 1.3%. So some of the vaccine makers taking a hit. Now I have to bring up Peloton too, because this just has been a crazy one. Not a fan of ours for months. We've been talking about it in our mastermind group to stay away. Just we had some big concerns about this one. There was this pop on earnings, and this recent rally here, a lot of it came on news or speculation that Peloton could be bought by another major company, whether it be Nike or Apple or Amazon, and that speculation drove this stock higher. It's pulling back now, and yesterday it was down 5.3%. This came after Peloton's new CEO said that the sale of the company is unlikely. Now, today we did have PPI data, so let's go ahead and look at the economic calendar. PPI data did come in hotter than expected at 1% versus a 0.5% increase that was expected. So it increased 1% last month. It's up 9.7% over the last 12 months, which is close to a record based on data going back to 2010. Now, core PPI data also coming in hotter than expected. The core PPI data number excludes food, energy, and trade services. This was up 0.8% versus a 0.5% expectation. So a little bit hotter, but it looks like investors right now are really more focused on the potential pullback from the Ukraine border with Russia troops pulling back a little bit. So let's look at a few other movers here, and let's go to Marriott. So Marriott up a little bit pre-market, up 2.7%. Look at this, Marriott making a nice move higher here, getting back to levels. Well, this could be record all-time highs for Marriott. Yeah, interesting to see. I wasn't sure if Marriott was trading higher pre-pandemic, but recently making record highs here, getting back up to those highs at up 2.7%. Now, they reported earnings, and they had an earnings beat. They earned $1.30 per share, which was 31 cents higher than expected. The revenue and earnings came in better than expected as occupancy rates increased amid a rise in vaccination. So more people going out and traveling with vaccines and the Omicron variant coming down. All right, let's look at another one here. We could look at Advanced Auto Parts. AAP is a ticker. AAP down 3%. So if we look at some of this recent trading, AAP just trading in this real nice range here between 220, 244-ish, but down a little bit, getting below the lows of this recent range here over the last couple of months. They did report an earnings beat. They beat by 10 cents a share with quarterly profit of 207 a share. Revenue also better than expected. The concern here, although sales were higher than a year before, profit was lower as it dealt with inflationary issues. So inflation, that's one of the buzzwords, of course, right now. How companies will deal with it. Is it having an impact on profits? And for Advanced Auto Parts, that was the case there. Other news, let's take a look at Monster Beverage and then Constellation Brands, MNST. MNST, we see here that pre-market up 4% here, so nice little jump, a real nice range here with Monster. This looks like a pretty decent wheel candidate just looking at the chart, but up 4.2%. Let's go over to Constellation Brands, STZ. There we go. STZ is the ticker, just up 0.7%. Now here, there was a report, and this is all about merger talks. So merger talks between Monster Beverage and Constellation Brands are progressing according to a Bloomberg report that cited people familiar with the talks. Those people said that an agreement between the two companies could be reached within weeks if the talks go smoothly. And we see here that both companies are up pre-market. But right now, Monster getting a little more love, up 4%. So nice move there with Monster Beverage. And let's go back to futures now and take a look at what to expect as we approach the open. So the E-mini S&P up over 1%. If we go to a 5-minute chart, we see the whole story here. Just kind of trading sideways, chopping around. And this is probably where that news came about Russia pulling back from the Ukraine border, at least some troops. And we see a real big jump here, spiking higher, drifting higher overnight, pulling back a little bit, but still up over 1%, looking like a nice positive start today. The E-mini Dow futures up 0.8%, and with a nice move higher there. The NASDAQ actually leading the way up 1.5% as we approach the open. Similar picture to the E-mini S&P where you had this overnight jump in the European session, drifting higher and a little bit of a pullback, but up 1.5% is a nice start. A few other things to note. Remember, earnings this week still in the spotlight. Some bigger names, Cisco and Nvidia, report tomorrow. Walmart reports on Thursday, and Deere reports on Friday. Oh, dear. Well, that's going to do it for today's stock market update. If you like this video, please give it a like. Looking forward to a great trading day with our mastermind group. It's been like collecting some nice paychecks over the last couple of weeks with the wheel being in the spotlight, and we're looking to sell a call. So have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. And until then, happy trading, everybody.